Welcome to Jazz Rhythm, an exploration of the lore, culture, and personalities of early jazz. I'm Dave Radlauer, and this is Loving Sidney Bechet. Sidney Bechet is a much-loved musician and a towering figure in jazz history. The inventor of soprano saxophone as a jazz instrument, a daring and brilliant improviser, and a consistently inventive musician breaking new ground late into his life. On this second of three programs, we'll hear some striking, previously unavailable rarities, a half dozen of his original compositions, and I'll focus on his peculiar and often contradictory personality through the words of those who knew him. Here's a gorgeous rendition of the ballad Sweet Lorraine, recorded with Muggsy Spanier, one of the few trumpeters he got along with well. Sweet Lorraine. Bechet and Muggsy Spanier getting along quite nicely in 1940. Bechet had a competitive streak, and it's rare to hear him collaborate so well with a trumpet player. The Bechet-Spanier Big Four was quite a gem, producing a large sound for a mere quartet, kind of a signature of Bechet's leadership. This is the second of three programs exploring the life and times of Sidney Bechet. He's possibly the greatest clarinet and reed man from New Orleans, and certainly one of the most important in terms of his worldwide impact as a jazz artist. I'm Dave Radlauer, this is Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing, classic blues, and hot jazz, old and new. Thanks for joining me in Loving Sidney Bechet. wonderful New Orleans trumpeter Tommy Ladner was one of Sidney's closest friends and best musical partners. When Bechet quit the music business for a few years during the Depression, they roomed together in Harlem, running a little pressing and tailoring shop that was a sort of hangout and way station for musicians, particularly those down on their luck or needing a good meal. Bechet's recordings with Ladner as the New Orleans Feet Warmers are among his best. Here's several of the Bechet-Ladner records interspersed with quotes from some of Bechet's contemporaries commenting on his intelligence, pride, and, well, peculiarities. And these astonishing Feet Warmers sides from the 30s are remarkable. I Found a New Baby features 32 bars of original variations from Sidney. On Sweetie Dear, though he plays clarinet, Bechet generates a growing intensity. And again, notice how this mere sextet generates a drive equal to the larger Harlem bands of the day, getting big sounds from a small group. The very hot Shag, which begins as I Got Rhythm, includes a scat vocal by longtime Bechet friend, drummer Wilson Myers. And finally, one of Bechet's best records, Weary Blues, from 1938. Mes Mesro, another longtime associate, plays second clarinet while Bechet invents several imaginative tricks of the kind he might record only once and never use again. Sidney Bechet's New Orleans Feet Warmers. Clyde Bernhardt was a trombonist who visited Sidney Bechet and Tommy Ladner at their Southern Tailor Shop in Harlem.
I would take my clothes to his cleaning and pressing place. I often asked Sidney, when was he going to start to play again? He would laugh and say, when he got tired of pressing clothes like he was tired of playing music, then he would play again. Sometimes I would visit Bechet and eat his good food. He would have a different wife every time I visited him. He told me that when his different wives started to get nasty and act up, he would whip their ass and put them out. He said he was rough on his women. He liked to cook different kinds of gumbo, Creole beef, chicken, and spare ribs cooked Creole style. Sidney Bechet didn't like to hear me say that John Marrero or Simon Marrero or any other New Orleans people could cook good Creole food. He wanted to be rated the best Creole food cook.
Sweetie Dear, terrific recording by the New Orleans Feet Warmers from 1932. Next up, another from 1932, Shag. And then the Weary Blues from 1938, one of Bechet's best records, with trumpeter Tommy Ladner, and sadly one of the last that they made together because Ladner died shortly thereafter. When Bechet came out of retirement in the mid-30s, he was a star soloist in the Noble Sissel Orchestra, according to saxophonist Don Pasquale.
When I joined Noble Sissel, Sidney Bechet was the instrumental star of the band. His improvisations were always electrifying. Even though he would set a course and play it the same way every night, it was always a moving experience for the dancers and the musicians to listen to him. He was so great. Sissel had a lot of confidence in Bechet, which Bechet was careful not to abuse.
And Oscar Madeira, who was also with the Sissel Orchestra, got along well with the sometimes temperamental Bechet.
He was a very friendly human, with a joke and a smile always. He got on fine with all the members of the band. He was a nice man, one of those natural God-made musicians, a real artist, with such marvelous musical ideas and mastery of his instruments. As far as I could appreciate, he had what we would call a photographic mind. We used to rehearse arrangements for the orchestra, and believe me, he would memorize the complete melody and bass parts of each arrangement. Such a marvelous mind, because as far as I knew, he couldn't read a note of music. He himself once said that music was born inside of him, and that he could never understand how to read music, no matter how hard he tried.
Writer Jim McGraw got to know Sidney Bechet during the 40s and found him erudite and well-read.
Bechet and I became close friends. He had an unusual intelligence for a self-taught musician. Between sets on warm nights, we'd sit in the tiny park on Sheridan Square and discuss everything from Beethoven to Bobby Hackett, from politics to whorehouses, and mainly the mistreatment of black musicians by white entrepreneurs, and the discriminations practiced by nightclub operators and the musicians' union.
This is Jacques Gauthier playing a Bechet original, The Fish Vendor, from a 1997 tribute, Echoes of Sidney Bechet. Still ahead, newly reissued gems, several more Bechet originals, and a rare vocal performance by Bechet. I'm Dave Radlauer. Thanks for loving Sidney Bechet with me on Jazz Rhythm, jumping swing classic blues and hot jazz, old and new. The Jazz Rhythm website, where you can explore early jazz, link to the World Wide Web of jazz sites, or request program playlists, is jazzhot.bigstep.com. Promotional support for Jazz Rhythm is provided by the Mississippi Rag, a monthly publication offering traditional jazz and ragtime interviews, history, photos, reviews, and current events. Details at MississippiRag.com.